Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, the Zone.
Hopefully very soon. It'll definitely drop in this year.
Okay, you heard it here first, family. You know, here in Texas, we like to eat. It's barbecue places and chicken places. So we're waiting for some new food. I wanted to ask you, and I didn't get a chance to get into it last time. I want to touch upon the business aspect of music. Because a lot of up-and-coming artists really don't have a clear understanding on what it means to get involved in this business. They see the lights, they see the flashes, they see the fancy clothes, but they don't understand the process behind the scenes. And I wanted to ask you, because growing up in a family that has always been business-oriented, especially your grandfather, God rest his soul, you know what it means to have that kind of level of control in handling your business. And I want you to speak to the many listeners out there and also these young up-and-coming artists that might be kind of quote-unquote signing their lives away with that, what's that, 60-30 or 30-60 slavery deal
that he's recommending.
Yeah. Signing their lives away with these little slavery deals at these major record labels. Can you express to them how important it is that they know and understand the business?
Yeah, I think, you know, the beauty and the curse of the music industry is that there is no blueprint. So you have to make sure that you are paying attention and that you're educating yourself along the way. Whether you do it independent or go through a record label, I think it's extremely important to learn every aspect from, you know, the recording process to your marketing to looking at your budget to, you know, just all of the things that come with a successful career. I went to school for business management as you know, my family is very big on education. And so, you know, business is something that I've always been interested in. I've kind of grown up in and around it. And so I think it is extremely important to pay attention and find yourself a mentor, whoever that person may be, and to just really kind of pick their brain and learn along the way. You got to make mistakes along the way to learn. We've all made them, and we'll probably continue to make them. That's how you become successful. But I definitely think that you should just pay attention and do your research and educate yourself as much as possible.
You know, I think for me personally, what I find very frustrating is that everything that you say, I totally agree with and I concur five times over. But you know just as well as I do, you get a lot of these young up-and-coming artists that come from a very poor environment. And they've mm-hmm. never seen $35,000 or $75,000 before in their lives. And they're handed that money in front of them, that check, and they say, hey, well, look, I'm going to give you this. And they're not looking at the loopholes. They're not reading the fine print. For you, even being an independent owner and being in control of your career, does it ever get to a point that you get a little bit frustrated? You say, look, I know I'm putting out a quality product. I know my brand is exceptional, but I feel like I should be further ahead in the game than where I'm at.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody goes through that, but you just have to keep at it. You know, this is one of these industries that's very brutal. You know, you just have to keep going no matter what and believe that what you're putting out is great and always keep people around you who are going to tell you the truth and help you grow. I think that, you know, going into any deal, you just got to go in knowing that whatever your advance is a loan. So you have to pay that back and you have to pay attention to, you know, the terms of your deals and how many people are going to get paid before you get paid once you do pay that money back. So it's all about education. I think everybody should always have an entertainment attorney, whether you can, you know, maybe everybody can't afford the best one, but there's somebody out there that can always give you advice and kind of look over things to make sure that you're not getting stuck in something that you're not supposed to be in.
Without question. Now, I said something about 5 years ago, and I took a lot of flack for it, but I stand by what I say. I've always had the mentality that the industry has a tendency to treat a lot of artists. They pimp you out, they get what they need from you, then they'll cash you aside. You know, you sell, you have a certain amount of record sales, you get, you know, pennies on the dollar, so to speak. And then all of a mm-hmm. sudden they say, okay, we're going to forward you this money. Just like you said, it's nothing but a bank because you're getting a loan for mm-hmm. studio time, for clothing and everything else, the videos, but you have to pay that money back. Now, if that
right.
sophomore album flops or it does not exceed the record sales at the first one, they are quick to let you out of your contract.
Mm-hmm.
They'll drop you from the
mm-hmm.
label very quickly. And then
mm-hmm.
you're left standing there. Wait a minute. What just happened? Now, I've written these songs, but the label owns them. So I'm left with nothing. How do you go about making sure that you avoid those kind of pitfalls where you're not left standing out there just unknowingly signing your life away like that?
Well, that's the importance of having an attorney to make sure that you're protected no matter what happens. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And to keep creating, that's important too. Once you get past the terms of the deal, for whatever reason, if you get dropped, I mean, you're the talent. So you can create new material and put that out that's not under contract. So you just got to keep working and be smart and keep good people around you who can help you grow and educate you.
You know, what I'm finding over the years as the industry has changed, music has changed as far as now we're in the digital age where everything
right.
now is accessible online. I think it's good and bad. Because I think in the case of it being good and positive, that the artist has an opportunity to sell their product everywhere, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and they get the complete revenue of what they're selling, especially if they're an independent artist. And I wanted to ask you, how has social media helped you as an artist, especially being an independent artist?
Well, you know, social media is great because you're able to kind of brand and market yourself, but it's also a learning process. You know, like I said earlier, there's really no blueprint to how it's done. Every artist kind of gets their moment or their, you know, their shine a different way. So you just, it's like trial and error. You know, if you do things independent, you don't really have the marketing team and all these people that are involved in the process to put their brains together to figure out how to make it work, which can be a great thing as well, because you can just figure it out yourself. And once you figure it out, you get to keep all your money. You know, Chance the Rapper had a great team and they figured it out, you know, and he refuses to sign a deal to this day. But he, you know, once you put all the work in and the hours and the time and the blood and the sweat and the tears, it's like, why do I go sign a deal now? I've got it figured out. So it just depends. I think, you know, whatever works for the individual. I personally love being independent because it gives me the creative control and it allows me to kind of go at my own pace.
You know just as well as anybody that when you do sign a major label with a major label or sign a record deal, the label has their own vision on what they see you should be. And they have a tendency to want to turn you into a puppet. And as talented as you are, if it's brought to your attention and say, hey, look, we want to sign them. We want you to sign to this label, regardless of what label it is. And they say, we're going to give you X amount of dollars, but here's the thing. We want to turn you into something that you know that you're not down with. For you, what would be the stipulations for you to sign to a label?
Well, I'd have to be able to be myself 100%. I think, you know, you can't go into something not being yourself, because at the end of the day, your true self is always going to come out. So I think going into it, you got to know that the deal makes sense for you, you know, and if it makes sense, the terms make sense, if the people understand who you are and you guys have an understanding, then I think that that works out. But I don't suggest anybody ever go into anything that's not going to benefit them. That's not them. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
absolutely
the beauty of being an artist, is that you're giving yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a market out there for everybody who is being true to themselves. I feel like there's a market for that.
You know, I had this conversation with a colleague of mine, and I said that there's very few female African-American artists that have had major crossover success. I can maybe count on one hand. Of course, you have Beyonce, and you've had, there's a blank. and before her, it was Whitney Houston. After you move those two away, I have yet to see a female black artist have that kind or that level of crossover success. But it's amazing to me how you can get a white female artist from the United Kingdom sing R&B music and have major success in every, as far as every radio station, not just pop, but on the urban radio stations. And I wanted to ask you, everybody has their definition of success. What does success mean to Colleen Crusoe?
You are correct. Everybody does have their own definition. I mean, for me, career-wise, of course, I would love to win some Grammys. I would love to go on a world tour, you know, have some number one albums and singles. The sky's the limit for me. You know, I just try to keep my head down, stay focused, keep working, and pray, and try not to put too much pressure on myself, if that makes any sense, to just go in and be me and create from an organic and, you know, good place. and just see how people respond to it. I think that's all you can do. Just work hard. Keep going.
Yeah, it's like I sit back because, you know, I tease my son a lot. And he said, well, Dad, you're stuck in the 70s. I said, that's all right. I wear my sideburns and be cool with it. I'm comfortable in my own skin. But what I find amazing is that what I see now, substance is being replaced by a lot of beats and nothing behind it. I look at artists like yourself who have put in the necessary work to hone their skills and perfect their skills, and they have to work twice as hard to get to achieve a level of success or even recognition. And I see other artists who get up here and make a YouTube video, and they get this overabundance amount of hits on YouTube, and they end up signing a major record deal. Now, don't get me wrong. I never hate. I congratulate anyone that has a certain level of success, but I'm from, quote unquote, the old school. I have a greater appreciation for artists who really takes the time to respect the art form. And that's one of the things I truly appreciate about you, because you do respect the art form. You understand the necessary time and work and the dedication it takes to achieve a certain level of perfection. For you, you said you want to win a Grammy. And I look at the Grammys now. Look at someone like Cardi B, who started off as a reality TV star. And now she has what I think anywhere between 3 to 5 singles in the top 100 and nominated for a Grammy Award. For you, when you look at something like that, have you ever been tempted, if someone approached you, to do a quote unquote reality TV show, not just about you, but about your family life? What would you do? Would you be tempted to do it or say, no, I can't go that route?
I'm not really a reality TV person. I watch a lot of it, but I'm a pretty private person. So
right.
It would have to be something really unique and really like special for me to do it. It's not really my vibe though, but no shade, because I love reality TV. I watch a bunch of it. I love it. It's just, you know, I'm just more of a private person.
Right, and I can respect it. It's just, to me, that's just a new form of marketing your brand.
This is
what it is. It's a new form of marketing your brand. You get on there, and they pay you X amount of dollars to either act the fool or have some type of drama. But at the same time, it's like one hand washes the other. We're going to give you that exposure so you can market your brand, because at the end of the day, it's your brand. How would you describe your brand? What is the Colleen Cruzeau brand? How would you describe it?
You know, the three things that I really like to focus on for me is, of course, the music, family. As you know, I'm a mom of a 2-year-old and I have a husband, and fashion. I love fashion and fitness. So those are kind of the things that I involve myself in and that I post about and kind of talk about and engage with.
Now, I can relate to the fashion, because the teddy bear loves fashion, but I'm going to tell you something. The fitness, Colleen, it's hard to stay fit here in Houston, Texas. It's too much. I'm working on it. I'm really, truly working on it. I'm working on the fitness aspect. I'm really working on it. For you, and you said, because fashion and music go hand in hand. Would you like to do some television, not just small screen, but also big screen?
Yeah, I would love to act for sure. Yes.
Really? And what could
Absolutely.
You see yourself acting in? Drama, comedy, action, adventure, thriller? What could you see yourself acting in?
Probably drama or like romantic comedy.
Really?
I'm not really a thriller person. I'd probably be like too scared on set to do my scene.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Does social media, we talked about it briefly, how social media can be a help and also a hindrance. And I've noticed that once you establish a fan base where we're at now, they want so much of you. They want to know every aspect, not just the entertainer, but they want to be a part of your personal life. How were you able to manage that and keep an equal balance? Because as you stated, you're a very private person, but once you gain a certain level of quote unquote fame, you have listeners and devoted fans who want to know every aspect of your life. How have you been able to maintain that balance?
Well, I think it's about people wanting to feel a connection. And so I think there's obviously a balance with that. And so I do try to share a lot of my, you know, family. I try to share sometimes what I'm doing during the day. Like yesterday, I washed my daughter's hair. And I put that on Instagram and told people what products and stuff I use on our hair. So I just think it's a balance. You know, you can give, and I think you can connect and be open with people. But I think, you know, for everyone, there's a certain limit to how far they want to go.
Right.
And so it's just about finding the balance.
Absolutely. Being always said that to have a child or have children, that's the purest form of unconditional love. What have you learned about yourself being a mother? What is something that your child has taught you by being a mother as far as, I guess, a lot more patience, a lot more understanding? What have you gained by being a mother?
Being a mom, I feel like, is the greatest gift in the world, and that is very true, that I don't think you really know love until you have a kid, because you would do, you know, absolutely anything for your child. I think that having a daughter for me really changed me just as a person. I've always loved children, but you do have a new level of patience and understanding. I think that you look at the world a little bit different. You know, you become this like protector. And so she's been amazing. You know, she, kids just, you see their personalities forming, and you get to see like little bits and pieces of yourself in them. It's amazing. So it's been a fun journey, and my daughter is just hilarious. She thinks she's like a little grown person.
Oh my goodness.
So, she keeps me entertained and busy.
I know the feeling. I have like one more year and my son is out the door to college. Lord have mercy. Yeah, one more year. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. But it's a beautiful thing to see someone that you help create and see them blossom in to everything that you can possibly imagine that you would ever want them to be. It's a great pride in being a parent. And speaking of pride, again, I want to give you all the credit and respect in the world. You did a fantastic job on You Give. And the reason why I say that, because, my pleasure. A lot of times we get in the studio and we put so much emphasis on the music, and a lot of time the music is so overdriven, it blankets out the vocals, and you have incredible vocals. Did you make sure when you went in the studio, say, hey, look, I want the music to be hitting, but at the same time, I want everybody to realize I can sing, not sing, but sang. I can actually sing. I can.
You know, with this song in particular, I feel like a lot of my music, when I go in and I don't think about it, this song, I kind of just went in, they played the track for me, and I went in the booth and just kind of freestyled, and this is what came out. And once I got done with it, I was like, okay, I think I'm done, you know. And I always ride in the car and kind of listen and play it for a few people. And it you know, it turned out to be the single. So the engineer that I work with is really amazing. He knows how to make sure that everything is in place so that the music's not overpowering the vocal, or the vocal isn't overpowering the music. So I never have to worry too much about that.
Okay. Now, remember, family, you just heard us said earlier, the EP will be released very, very soon. So we're making sure we're writing it down, and we're gonna make sure we hold you to this. But in the meantime,
I promise. And I will keep you posted. You'll be the first to know.
Now, you heard it here first, family. She's going to keep the teddy bear perfect, because when it's ready, like grandma's cookies, even if it's still soft in the oven, we're going to play it. We're going to debut it here. That's what we do.
Well, thank you.
Yes, Lord. But since we have that gorgeous slice of cheesecake before us, let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, from the very talented of course, you give. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I wake up, you say, put no makeup on. Throw on your sweats, tie that hair in the bun. Shotgun, you can ride while I get it. Anything you want, he say, you know I'll get it. And that's the way this love thing goes. He keeps me on my note, I keep him on his toes. And ain't a day goes by, he don't tell me that I'm beautiful. Like a match made in heaven, I'll be the three to your seven.
Maybe in February, so I'll be sure to let you guys know when I'm back.
Okay. Well, when is hey, if you got that EP ready, we have you here in the studio and we'll play it here first.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you there. You take care of yourself. Much continued success to you and that lovely family. God bless, and we look forward to having you back down here real soon, okay?
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. The very talented and captivating Colleen. Cruzo here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. And remember, family, once again, the new hit single You Give is available as we speak. But hey, you know what's that time? It's time to take a little quick two and two. Hey, the teddy bear needs some coffee. No, I'm kidding. I promised that I was going to kind of ease up on the coffee. How about if we have some tea with some naturally organic honey? Yeah, I like that. But yeah, we're going to take a little quick two and two, pay some bills. But in the meantime, let's get lost in some more Blueprint music here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Hey, family, for those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL, The Zone. Also, on TuneIn at LOTL, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chauncey, the son of soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the teddy bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Like you are. the treasures underneath your clothes. It's your heart. It's your heart that goes. That's why
I feel
like you already trust me.
Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23. Lord have mercy. Before that, had to take you back even more. Yeah, the Christopher Williams. My goodness. Don't wake me because I'm dreaming here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to Colleen Cruzo. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, You Give, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Colleen's official website. That's at ColleenCruzo.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the same handle. And also a very special thank you to Grammy-nominated percussionist and singer, Mr. Jameson Ross. My goodness, it was truly a pleasure to have him on the show last week. And remember, family, his new album, All for One, will be officially available on January the 26th. That would be next week, just around the corner, actually 4 days away. And also, the captivating Brave Williams, Lord have mercy, her new hit single, You Tried, and her new album, just around the corner, will be out, if I'm not mistaken, sometime in March. Self-titled album in March. But hey, once it happens, we'll let you know. We'll make sure to play it at first. And speaking of spectacular, won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow? Of course, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome the super talented Mila J, as we have the pleasure of debuting some tracks from her new albums. New albums. She got some new music out called January 2018. So we look forward to having her on the show. And I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. Remember, stop by the official website to get all the latest updates. That's at www.lotlthezone.com and also on Google Play, Spotify. We are everywhere. On Google Play Music at LOTL The Zone, also on iTunes. We're on TuneIn also. And last but certainly not least, we're also on we're on Apple, so you can catch up with us. But again, to get all the updates, stop by the official website. Also catch up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook. It's been real, as it always can be and possibly will be. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, but it's all positive. We have a big announcement. Actually, by the end of this week, we've got a lot of positive things going on. I promise you, we will let you know. But in the meantime, I want to thank you so much again for tuning in. And again, if you missed the broadcast, you can always go back and re-listen to it on Google Play Music. Again, you can go to Google Play Music /LOTL The Zone. Also on iTunes. Also, yeah, we're also on TuneIn also. So we got you. We got you covered. But again, very, very special thank you to all the supporting listeners. And we love you to death. Without you, there's no Zone and there's definitely no Teddy Bear. So my cup runneth over with gratitude and much love to you. But in the meantime, we're going to close it with the latest single from Brave Williams. You tried it. Here in the Zone of LOTO Radio, Lord have mercy.
Burning your bone face down in the crib right now, you tried it. Try talking to my best friend, she screenshot it. Oh, you tried it. Swiping your homeboy caught in the club. Oh, you tried it. Try to screw me up in your baby mama car. You tried it. You all in the way, riding my wave. Yeah. Get out of my face, so then not your day. No. Think you gonna find something better than me? Go find her. Oh, and I hope that she gon' find you. Face looking the other way, trying to wipe me up, but I don't know where you at. I'm starting to feel like it's become a fake. Bruh, you all in the way, riding my wave, yeah. Bruh, you're out of my face, so then not your day, nah. Think you gonna find something better than me? Go find it.
My heart, oh, oh, oh.